Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Biden's shot mandates continue to bite the dust. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is an encouragement to everyone when we're thinking about all these mandates. And, you know, we've been fighting these for months. And some courts are, you know, choosing to look at the law, look at the Constitution. Some are not. But now we're seeing these shot mandates are beginning to wither away.
Yeah, one by one. There's actually four federal court decisions involving three categories of Biden administration's COVID shot mandates.
And that happened all in 1 week, too, by the way.
Yeah, and so here's the three different categories. One, it's already been blocked, and this is the mandate for employers that have 100 or more employees. Mm-hmm. That's blocked by a federal court of appeals, 3-0. That's still blocked. The other one is one in which it covers Ohio and Kentucky and Tennessee, because those were the three attorneys general that brought a lawsuit in Kentucky. And that's with regards to the civilian contractors, the federal civilian contractors. And that has been blocked. And then the third one is two different court decisions, mm-hmm. one that covered originally 10 states and the other that actually did a blanket nationwide injunction a day after that decision, and that is involving the Medicare and Medicaid funding and any entity that was a certified Medicare, Medicaid recipient or administrator was ultimately required to make sure all of the employees received the COVID shots.
Yeah, that was a case that Louisiana joined in lawsuit by attorneys general in 13 other states, Arizona, Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Montana, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia.
Yeah, and that particular court issued a nationwide injunction. So mm-hmm. we have two of these nationwide injunctions already, one with regards to the one applying to employers with 100 more employees, and the other with regards to the CMS, or the Medicare, Medicaid funding. The other one with regards to the federal civilian contractors applies only right now. The judge limited it to three states, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee, because those were the three different states that filed suit in Kentucky. But the legal reasoning in that case clearly extends across the country because it's the same mandate, it's the same legal issues, and all of these, by the way, are just biting the dust one after mm-hmm. another, which is a good sign, which is really a good sign, because Joe Biden has issued more lawless decrees and had done more lawless actions than I could ever imagine in such a short period of time. All of these are literally against the Constitution, outside of the authority of these various administrative agencies, and are just simply un-American to force people,
right,
including healthcare workers and all these employees, to inject a substance, in this case the COVID shots, into their bodies against their will in violation of their sincerely held religious beliefs.
You know, the judge that blocked the order at the request of the three attorneys general in Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee, I really thought his statement was very good. In his ruling, he said, "The question presented here is narrow. Can the president use congressionally delegated authority to manage the federal procurement of goods and services to impose vaccines on the employees of federal contractors and subcontractors? In all likelihood, the answer to that question is no."
No. And that's exactly what he has done. And also, in the other case, the judge out of Louisiana that blocked the restriction, the rule on Medicare, Medicaid, blocked it nationwide. That judge wrote, quote, "If the executive branch is allowed to usurp the power of the legislative branch to make laws, two of the three branches conferred by our Constitution would be in the same hands. If human nature and history teach anything, it is that civil liberties face great risk when governments proclaim indefinite states of emergency. During a pandemic such as this one, it is even more important to safeguard the separation of powers set forth in our Constitution to avoid erosion of our liberties.
And, you know, Matt, that's what we've been saying all along. You know, the Biden regime decides, okay, we're going to have these mandates, and everyone just, I mean, there's so many that just cower like it's a law, but they're not laws. They're unlawful, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So in this particular case, I mean, it's very clear that these judges have found in four different cases involving three different mandates the same thing. And the conclusion is that the Biden administration and these agencies have far exceeded their lawful authority under the Constitution.
Right. I mean, you see, we saw what happened last year with the lockdowns and how these power-hungry, you know, leaders, I'll use that word loosely, in different states and different counties and different cities decide, okay, we're going to use our power and lock down our churches and lock down other businesses. And now you see the same thing, you know, with these mandates. We're going to force people to put the jab in them.
Yeah. In fact, this Louisiana judge also said, Congress did not clearly authorize CMS to enact this politically and economically vast federalism-altering and boundary-pushing mandate. So that is very clear with regards to this particular situation. The CMS is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. It's part of the Department of Health and Human Services. Well, who is the one that Biden appointed to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services? It is Xavier Becerra. Who's he? He's the former Attorney General for California. Preceding him was Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris started the investigation against Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden. And she is the one who authorized this unlawful raid of David Dalyden's home to confiscate the rest of the film and the footages and the computers so that no more information could be shown about Planned Parenthood being involved in harvesting baby body parts. Then she moves on to the Senate, and in her place is Xavier Becerra. And Becerra is the one who brought the criminal charges, first in the history of California, against David Dalyden and our client Sandra Merritt for doing undercover investigation. And in fact, even out now at the Court of Appeals in the civil lawsuit, we've had a wide diversity of entities that have filed amicus briefs in support of us, including PETA. And the reason why PETA filed in support of our case is because they realize, along with others in the media, that stopping undercover investigations when someone is suspected of engaging in unlawful activity will literally undermine First Amendment media news gathering. And that's Xavier Becerra, very pro-Planned Parenthood. In fact, he did a press conference with a sign behind him that said he supports Planned Parenthood during the middle of this lawsuit. So Biden tapped him, likely at the recommendation of Harris, who knew him, and they're two peas in a pod, if you will, in terms of their advocacy for abortion, to be the head of Health and Human Services. HHS is over all of these federal funding programs, whether it's Medicare and Medicaid or, quote, family planning, which is oftentimes used as a euphemism for abortion. And so the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid is part of HHS. And so that's where that mandate came from, is Biden's Department of Health and Human Services under Xavier Becerra.
Right. I mean, and sadly and tragically, both Kamala Harris and Becerra do not value life. And they do not value liberty, but they do value the dollars that they get from the companies like Planned Parenthood.
Well, both of them have gotten a lot when they were in California. And now, obviously, when she was running for Senate and then also as running for president when she was in that race, they got a lot of support from Planned Parenthood.
I just follow the dollars.
Yeah. And this is a good development. So you may not be getting all of that information on the media. Or you certainly don't get the information where it's all consolidated. Maybe it comes in piecemeal. But the media typically is not giving information about how the Biden mandates are running up against a brick wall, as they well should, because they are lawless. And all these different courts, four different courts, have all concluded the same thing. Biden has far exceeded the authority under the Constitution to impose these mandates. And amazingly, even after some of these mandates were stopped by the federal court, the press secretary says to these employers, go ahead and do the mandates anyway. Go ahead and violate the law. Go ahead and forget about what the courts have just ruled. We're continuing to fight against these mandates. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/exempt. lc.org/exempt.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.